Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sip, Create, Repeat podcast. This is what we're calling season three of our podcast. This is the very first one launching in 2021. So for those that have not tuned in or that we've not connected with so far this year, Happy New Year. It feels weird to say that at the end of January, but Happy New Year. And today we're gonna talk about something really exciting. So our whole as an agency, we've officially rebranded. So we have decided, and Pat and I have decided a little while ago that we needed to change the name of the agency. But as you can imagine, being an agency owner in this realm, like, you're your own worst client, and it's one of those things you just kind of kept kicking the can down the road. And finally, we said, okay, at the end of 2020, we have to make this name change. And so now here we are today, debuting it publicly for the first time, and we're just really excited. So we have a quick video we want to play for you, and then we will get into talking about why we did it and what it means for our agency going forward.
A handshake. A greeting that signals a connection. Connections that come in all forms. Relationships, friendships, business agreements, and even likes and follows. Handshake Digital is a marketing agency that believes, even in today's digital society, that good relationships are the foundation of success. Whether that be with our team, our clients, or the people they are looking to reach. We believe in being upfront and honest every step of the way. We are less boardrooms and business suits and more bold ideas and black t-shirts. We are work hard, play hard kind of people. We are work is great, but life is greater kind of people. Our family matters, our team matters, and the relationship we form with our clients matter. This is how we've created a global team that helps businesses of all shapes and sizes grow. We are Handshake Digital.
So we are super excited about this rebrand. I think one of the big things Chris and I talked about is, you know, when we first started the agency, it was just the two of us, and we were primarily just doing web design and development. And, you know, over the last, what now, 9 years will be coming up this summer. So over the last 8 to 9 years, we've really kind of evolved as the times have evolved. And, you know, we're really getting into more like true marketing help. So we're doing a lot more email marketing. We're on the social media side of things from an advertising and management and engagement standpoint. So it just kind of felt like it was time for that next evolution in what we are. Like, we're no longer just the duo that's doing design and development. You know, we're truly a more versatile, well-rounded, and you know, more expansive group here now at Handshake Digital.
Yeah, we sure are. And, you know, it's funny because we've gotten references as like, oh, the guys from Duo, right? The guys from Duo, because so long it was to, you know, to back things up for those that don't know, our agency was founded because it was design and development, but then of course it was just Pat and myself. And that's all it was for a little while, but our team has grown so much, especially in the past like 18 months, 18 to 24 months, our team has gone crazy. Growing. Alicia is now a huge part of our team. We have project managers and ad buyers and email marketing specialists and so many people. We're so thankful to have such an awesome team. I cannot describe how great it is. Like, every single week getting on our check-ins with the portions of our team, like, it's always enjoyable. It's always fun. I feel like we just really have got to know each other really well, especially through a pandemic, right? Like, we were able to kind of just keep moving and building our relationships up. And so, yeah, it's not just me and Pat anymore. It's a group, and we wanted a business, we wanted a brand that was going to be able to reflect the group as a whole, you know? I think it was really important for that to happen. And hopefully with Handshake Digital and everything that we have planned, those things will happen.
I'm going to jump in and say that as a fairly new team member, I've been on the team now, I think about 7 months or so, which is wild to me that it's been that long, especially, you know, I came in mid-pandemic, you know, these two gentlemen definitely saved the day in the aspect of kind of helping me to find my footing after a wild beginning of 2020. And to be, you know, welcomed with open arms has been incredibly special. And then to get to work with such an amazing team that, funny enough, via Zoom is basically how we see each other, right? Like every once in a while, those of us in the same town may interact sporadically, but you know, we have people all over the place, and it's a really unique sense or idea that we're still able to form this community, this work community that is incredibly supportive of one another, but also does fantastic work. I'm incredibly proud of the work that I've been a part of in the last 7 months that I've seen them put out in since then, as I've known what was Duo No Handshake Digital team, right? Before that. So it's really, really special. And I think it speaks to where we're at in 2021, right? It's just thinking a little broader, thinking a little differently. And we're continuing to find new ways to do that as a team, which is really, really beautiful, actually, as a professional in the marketing field.
Yeah, so Pat, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the goals of us, you know, not only representing our team better and maybe the services better, but what are some of the other goals that we had in mind with this rebrand and changing the name of the agency?
Yeah, so I think, you know, obviously as business owners too, we're thinking to the future of like, what is the next 5 years look like for us? And I think this having this sort of umbrella name of Handshake is going to allow us to hopefully expand into a few other realms that we're like looking into, whether that be, you know, perhaps getting into some of the up and coming gaming that's going on, doing some work in the wellness community. I know that's a big part of Alicia's life, and we want to mm-hmm. continue to kind of support that because we think it's awesome. And just a lot of other, you know, realms that we might start to dip our toes into. And I think, you know, we needed a name that was kind of going to give us the flexibility to kind of bounce around to some different industries, yet still kind of all tie back together to what is essentially the overall umbrella that is Handshake.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one thing too, you know, when we first started the agency, it was 2012 and we were very young at the time and full of
you
life,
babes.
Right?
You babes.
Right. So, but the kicker is, you know, whenever you have a friend or a family member that starts a small business, you always want to support them, but it's like, this isn't like a restaurant or a bar or like a clothing line or, you know, some sort of thing like that, that you can support, right? Like it's very specific, and very rarely do family members or close friends have the opportunity of supporting that business, except for maybe referrals. And so part of this too was, you know, I really wanted a brand that I could put on shirts and hats and not feel like it was something super corporate, right? We wanted stuff that can connect with people and that people could wear and be plenty happy wearing it and not feel like, oh, this is weird. Like, you know, it's like walking into Target wearing a red shirt and khakis on accident. Like, we didn't want that feeling. We wanted people to just like proudly be able to wear whatever we have. And so part of this too is we're going to start to roll out a little bit of merch, and I promise we're not going to try to turn it into some clothing brand, but a little bit, whether it's, you know, stuff for people that work from home that deal with the same stuff that we do, whether it's just putting our brand out there so that our family and friends can support. But those are some of the things, too, that I think were goals that we had in mind. And we felt like the Duo brand, the old brand, it wasn't that flexible. It didn't have that ability to really work. And honestly, we had multiple versions of that brand. It kind of evolved over the years too, but we just felt like ultimately it was time to make a bigger change with some other goals in mind.
And I am happy to like hashtag foreshadow some of the designs this team is coming up with are super slick, and I can't wait to be just rocking them all over town. So kudos to you guys on those.
I'm excited to see some of the stuff that we get start knocking out. I know I'm ready for some coffee mugs, to be honest. Got to keep that rotation flowing. Yep. So the thing I was going to say is, you know, I think we've been asked a couple times in like our close circles of people that have known about this rebrand. They say, you know, it's kind of interesting. You chose the term Handshake in the middle of a pandemic when we're all 6 feet apart, you know. But I think, you know, it's more about, as you saw kind of in our video, what does a handshake symbolize, right? And it's a connection. It's like a connection between either two people, two devices on an electronic side, you know, I think it's really more for us now. We're trying to establish the fact that, you know, it all starts from the relationship side. Like, we want to build good relationships with our clients, with our team. And that just leads to having continued good relationships with family and friends. Cause when work life's going good, that takes some stress off of things, and, you know, real life can be good too. So I think that's kind of why we were drawn to that handshake name, just because of what it symbolizes and what we're trying to actually like build from a tone and who we are as an agency.
Well, let's think about even just the like idea of like when you are out and about in a pandemic social setting, like how many of us are doing, like, I'm constantly air hugging people and like awkwardly, like we still want some type, yeah, hey boy, like, you know, we still want some type of physical connection. And that's the beauty of that idea of a handshake, right? And you know, it's we want it so badly. And so I have to admit, I was definitely one of those. I'm like, guys, we're not handshaking right now. Like, so, but I've done a 180 on it on myself. And just so much of what we do as humans is connection based, as Pat started to say, and so much of what we do as marketers is connection based. So I love how it's all coming together. And knock on whatever my desk is made out of, you know, we'll actually start to be able to handshake again in the near future. It's pretty exciting. So
yeah. And I think, you know, building trust and stuff like that, and that's perfectly kind of summarizing our ideas here. But also, I love the fact that like a handshake is always different, right? Like, if you watch in a social setting, the way that people shake hands or greet each other, I thought, like, you know, greet each other digital just didn't have the same ring as handshake digital. So we didn't go down that path, but you know, whether it's a fist bump, a high five, a handshake, whatever it is, like, it's the way that you greet your friends, your family. And that's how we want to be with our clients, with our team, with our friends, with our family, anybody, whether it's a freelancer that's looking for resources to try to learn how to scale up, or whether it's someone who's looking for an agency to hire so that they can scale their online store and actually build up with some ads and some email marketing. We want to have that really personal relationship with all of them. There's a reason that you're going to see us in hoodies and hats and black tees and stuff like that. That's just who we are. We're all working from home right now. We don't really have a massive vision for something much bigger down the road as far as some big fancy office, because we just want to ultimately remain us. And we feel like by showing our brand as this, you know, a bit more laid back, not so corporate, like you're not really going to find a handshake digital brand on some like super proper like polo. You're going to find it in black tees, because that's just more of us. So really excited. We hope you guys can find excitement in it like we did. Thank you again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to rolling out some new updates for you guys soon. So be sure to like and share. And if you are watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe. Thank you guys again.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.